The Republican National Convention featured a wealthy white couple photographed outside their St. Louis home pointing guns at Black Lives Matter protesters marching through their gated community in June.
Not a single person in the out-of-control mob you saw at our house was charged with a crime. But you know who was? We were. They've actually charged us with felonies for daring to defend our home.
Prosecutors charged the couple with unlawful use of a weapon. The event underscored the Trump campaign's assertion that racial justice protests are spreading and a growing threat to public safety. Just this week, violent protests broke out in Kenosha, Wisconsin, after a white police officer shot a black man near his children on Sunday. Demonstrators looted and set fire to downtown businesses. Early Wednesday, three people were shot, two fatally. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden has called for police reforms to end what he says is systematic racism. He has also denounced violent protests and opposed efforts to defund police programs. Nevertheless, speakers at the Republican convention have accused Biden and his party of siding with violent radicals and against police to ensure African American support.
They will defund, dismantle, and destroy America's law enforcement. When you are in trouble and need police, don't count on the Democrats.
Law and order has long been a winning issue for Republicans. Richard Nixon won the 1968 election in part by promising to protect public safety. However, liberals and Democrats say that Trump, as the sitting president, cannot escape responsibility for current tensions.
He's the incumbent. So if there's chaos going on right now, he's to blame for it. He's not the one who's going to solve it.
Trump has also been criticized for his use of law enforcement. In June, federal officials used pepper spray to forcefully clear peaceful protesters outside the White House. Shortly afterward, Trump emerged from the White House and walked to a church across the street to pose for pictures with a Bible. The president also sent federal forces into other U.S. cities where police have clashed with protesters. Analyst Matt Grossman says Trump's renewed emphasis on law and order overshadows his efforts to reach out to African Americans by touting his economic measures and criminal justice reform.
It really is a big switch here to now go back to your traditional tough on crime, throw away the key kind of position.
While Democrats say Trump's law and order emphasis is an attempt to shift focus away from his administration's failure to contain the coronavirus pandemic, supporters argue it reflects growing public concern over racial unrest in the country. Brian Patton, VOA News, Washington.